Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil, and it is Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 10th day of November, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and it's looking like a high of 43. So it's about there. Rain, more rain in the forecast. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary for this frickin' Friday. Undocumented, unafraid, DACA recipient storm the U.S. Capitol. Boy, are we going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, undocumented, unafraid, a DACA recipient stormed the U.S. Capitol. This is from Washington Post. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom. Okay. Before we start into this, I want to remind everybody of our brethren, the American nationals that are living in tent cities that are, you know, worked 20, 30, 40 frickin' years and in 2008 had everything stolen from them by the Wilbur Rosses and the Steve Mnuchins and the goddamn Donald Trumps of this country. And then look, I mean, you know what? These people can't go and storm Capitol Hill. We can't afford to, but somehow these son of a bitches can come clear from the West Coast out there to storm the Capitol and demand their goddamn rights in my country. They ditched school and marched to Capitol Hill en masse, then filled four floors of balconies in the vast atrium of the Hart Senate office building. Silent at first, fists raised in the air, they soon erupted into bellowing chants that echoed through the massive marble-clad room. Dream Act, Dream Act, so that their representatives in our government can speak their goddamn language. The demonstrations Thursday involving high school and college students with ching ching out of your pocket, out of my pocket, out of our resources, out of our country. This is goddamn belongs to us. They've already taken so much, but goddamn, they want it all. And I, you know, somebody came up on the site this morning trying to, you know, defend this bullshit with these poor immigrants into our country. Fuck them. Feed them to the fish. They're thieves. And you can blame it on this government for letting them in here, but you think them son of a bitches don't know exactly what they're doing, what they're taking from you and I? They don't know the difference from when they were down in Mexico under their communist government and came up here and $257 a day cleaning the goddamn shelves off at Walmart with both fucking hands. You think they don't understand that they're taking it from you and me? The demonstrations Thursday involving high... High school and college students from the Washington region and beyond was the latest attempt by undocumented immigrant. You goddamn invaders, you foreign aliens is what you are. And they're advocates to keep, traitors to our people, they're advocates to keep Congress focused on their plight. To hell with a third of our goddamn population of American nationals that have been dispossessed and made civilly dead in this country. Swept under the carpet. They have no voice. But these goddamn foreigners have a voice. And you paid for the clothes, you paid for the college, you paid for their goddamn transportation evidently to be here. In the halls of the Capitol where you can't even reach. I'll tell you what, if a bunch of goddamn people who got wiped out in 08 went in there in their dirty clothes from the tent cities yelling that they wanted their goddamn rights and their goddamn property back, they would beat them down and they would all be jailed. In September, President Trump announced he would kill the Obama-era deferred action. No, what he announced was he was going to get a six-month extension on it so that the treasonous Congress, because of the idea being that we told you this back when Obama first did this amnesty bullshit. This was just an act. It was put on to try to convince the people, well, no, that president, he can't give your country, but the Congress can. No, by God, they can't. No such power was ever delegated or handed over to these sons of bitches. Obama-era deferred action for childhood arrivals program, which grants work permits and deportation protection to nearly 700,000 illegal immigrants brought here as children. No, millions of them. Millions, because their parents are attached to them, too. They talk about DACA, but DAPA is going to be a part of that, too. You know, bringing them all in. Just open it up. Hey, man, this goddamn country belongs to anybody who can come here and take it from the Americans. Third world, pump in here because they want more and more of these docile little peon peasants, coolies, that will bow down and will work for a bowl of rice a day. If Congress does not pass legislation to replace the program, work permits will begin expiring in March, a couple of years from March, because they just, another thing that Trump, your knight, that was going to send all the, every one of them. Let's do it again. Here we go. We got to just check back to, we make sure we remember this right.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world.
Go ahead.
The art of the deal.
You bet you it's the art of the deal. The art of the screw. Because that's what he is. He's a screwer. He's a fraud. He's a con man. Absolutely correct there, Charlie. I've seen why, you know, they were up, talking because this tax thing. Man, there's something else I want to remind you people. I want you guys to go over to Fox News to where, their Fox Business, where they have all of these goddamn criminals who did this. You know, Mnuchin was on there today. You know, the one, Wilbur Ross, the ones that, you know, the 2008 derivatives, bubble thing that, you know, the international fraud. That they took and borrowed from the Chinese trillions of dollars in our name to pay it off worldwide. We had to pay it off worldwide, people. And now we owe them the money that we borrowed from them to bail them out. And it's, well, our great-great-grandchildren owe that to them if we don't put their asses in the ground. But they come up, you know, I want you to go watch these bastards. And they're giddy. They're laughing. They can't wipe the goddamn smiles off their face. They're getting, they cannot believe. But, you know, they ran Mitt Romney back in 2008. Or was it 2014? Yeah. 2012, I'm sorry. But they ran Mitt Romney. Bain Capital. There was no chance. No, the people that were, those son of a bitches, that's the ones that did it to us. And hey, just go get his buddy Donald Trump. He's on some kind of, program on TV. And put him up there. This is their wet dream come true. You watch them. You go over there to, Fox News and you turn the goddamn, volume down and just watch their faces. They can't wipe the smiles off their faces. They look like the same little bitch brat children, spoiled. Billionaire children that they were walking down the balcony on Christmas Day when they were little kids to a room full of goddamn presents. And that's just the ones inside because the big ones were outside. And that you can imagine with that little, that smile, that get, woohoo, man, look what I just got. And that's what they look like. They're getting ready to, everything we've told you is coming true. Go ahead.
I found out when they tried to foreclose on me in Las Vegas, that when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were bailed out, guess who owned most of the shares in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
I got to believe it was a Rockefeller. What? Who was it?
The Chinese.
Why not? Man, you wait till you see what we got coming up behind this article. Anyways, we're gonna pound this one out. Competing bills have been proposed. Now, see, we when this was happening to our, remember back to 2000, I mean, people were blowing their brains out. They'd lost, I mean, all their life's work. And they, you know, they might have only owed $25,000, $30,000, but they grabbed everything and made it sure you couldn't even borrow $25,000 or $30,000. People lost their goddamn life's savings, their homes, everything, and were put out on the goddamn streets. And no, there wasn't even a mention of them. But these goddamn foreigners, you see, for these billionaires who want this goddamn slave workforce in here, they have a voice in your government. They have a voice. They can come in the Capitol. I remember when Occupy went to the Capitol. Y'all remember that? Before the, you know, the communists had taken them over, when they were still holding the in the Fed signs and stuff, when it was before the socialists, the communists came in to hijack it, they beat them bloody in the halls of that Capitol, right where these goddamn foreigners are standing right now yelling, fuck you to the American people. We're taking it from you. And I told you people, this is what it would be. When you tell them they got to go, you better have a gun in your hand, because if you can't understand what this country is and what its worth is, I guarantee you they can. And they would happily, I mean, they that was one of their biggest problems. We wouldn't pull triggers on one another, but these goddamn foreigners will. Now we have competing bills have been proposed to offer DACA recipients a path to citizenship. Wait a minute, what did that say?
There will be no amnesty.
And there will be no path to citizenship. That was the second statement he made. I don't want to go through the whole goddamn thing again, but that's what no path through for citizenship when you come into this country illegal. In fact, every one of you has to go. Every one of them's going to go. Did you hear it, people? But today, I was watching the mainstream idiot box, and you know what Trump ran on, guys? Tax reform. That's what he ran on. And that's why this has to be done, because that is what he ran on, was giving trillions more. You know, they're talking about, I love these dirty bitches too on that Fox. You know, they're over there talking about, you know, this is going to be good for this. The theory here is that these huge tax breaks to these huge corporations who have been taking our goddamn resources over to China and manufacturing them and stashing the money offshore. I mean, goddamn, if it was $1,000, you and I we'd be put up against the wall. But these son of a bitches that have been, like I said, taking your resources over to China and manufacturing, storing the money overseas, now they're going to bring that money back here. And you see what they're telling you is, you know, these corporations who since 2008, this is including Steve Mnuchin and Goldman Sachs, okay, they have made record profits. But the idea here is they've made $10 zillion. If they're going to make $14 zillion, they're going to give you $20. They're telling you, this is going to be good for you. You're going to get money. There is nothing in there that says you're going to get one goddamn dime of those trillions that are going to go to the son of a bitches that have been making record profits since they committed the fraud in 2008, borrowed the money in your name and your grandchildren's name from you to pay it off. And now you owe it to them. But in the final equation and the paperwork, it's supposed to be owed to you. They borrowed it from you. But now you're going to pay that back to them on top of the record profits. And that it ain't never enough. It'll be enough when they got the clothes off your back. You're kneeling down at that ditch and they're putting a goddamn bullet through your head. That's when it'll be enough. And then they'll start killing each other over what's left. I mean, what they've over the mountains. Then you can have some real wars with some real peasants, because we got to get that population down to 550 million. And you could do that fighting over mountains of gold. Compelling bills. Path to citizenship, and a group of Republican lawmakers held a news conference Thursday to urge action on the legislation this year. This, you know, you voted for that straight Republican ticket. You voted for Donald Trump to get rid of all the illegals, because that was what's killing your country is the invasion, the recolonization with the aim of getting you out. And here it is, that Republican ticket that you morons, you traitors, you goddamn traitors, that you went out and voted for. This is what you voted for. Here's your Republican ticket. The Republican leadership, consumed with plans to cut taxes, has said no vote is likely before January. But they're pushing Thursday to urge action on the legislation this year. Because you know what, them people from other countries, they're not going to settle. They're going to be like Americans and let the government just piss all over them. Let this United States government piss all over them and tell them to fuck off. They're just peons and slaves. They're going down to the goddamn capital. These foreigners are going to have their way. And where's Trumpy? Oh, that's right. I seen him. He's over there in Beijing, China with a smock on. Everybody talked about Hillary Clinton walking around in her commie smock. Did you see hair boy over there, hair Trump with his goddamn communist smock on with the rest of the goddamn communists over there? He is a solid communist. And you voted him in, you fucking traitors. It's been 2 months since DACA has been rescinded. And we have no solution. No one rescinded. He got a 6-month extension. We're going to spend it for 6 months. That's a rescinding. I mean, goddamn words don't even mean what they mean anymore, do they? Said Berna Bohead, a communications manager for United We Dream, the organization that helped plan Tuesday's protest. Immigrant youth are, this is your goddamn money. Go in and they take it from you at gunpoint, and here it is. United We Dream, they got a whole bunch of your goddamn money. Now they can go to the Capitol and go to the lawmakers that are supposed to be your representatives and tell them what they need to do. You can't afford to because you got to be working every goddamn day to make enough money to eat and have a roof over your head and send the money to these motherfuckers to go to the Capitol. Think about it. United We Dream, the organization that helped plan Thursday's protest. Immigrant youth are honestly fed up. They're fed. Hey, they look out here. Hey, guys, I know there's a lot of you American national. Are you guys shaking? These little brown bastards are fed up with us. What now? You're fed up, man. This is when you want to be up in somebody's face. Well, you're fed up. Let's do it. What are you going to do? You're fed up? Motherfucker, you don't know what it means. I'll show you fed up. They're fed up with us, people. In our country, these goddamn foreigners are fed up with us. Immigrant youth are honestly fed up, and they are tired of waiting. Well, not like them people, our people across this country in tent cities with their little children, American nationals. Man, they can just go ahead and wait because there ain't nothing coming. They've been swept under the carpet. And this new colonization force, they're taking front and center. Are you going to let this happen? Students wore orange shirts that said Clean Dream Act. Okay, I mean, you're not even going to do it, but you're going to do it their way. You're going to do what they tell you. These fucking foreigners have no say in this goddamn country. A Clean Dream Act, a reference to legislation that would offer a path to citizenship without adding tough new anti-immigration measures. And see, this is what they're going to sell you. Well, they had to compromise over here. We're only going to bring in their, like 3 layers, generations into their family can come, instead of 10. You see, this is what your good deal is going to be. And it's a very good deal for you and me. They came from local schools, including Woodrow Wilson High School in Northwest Washington, Gaithersburg High School in suburban Maryland, Georgetown University, Trinity Washington University, and more. Groups also traveled from states as far away as Washington. How can they afford to do this? I can't afford to go to town and back. How is it that these goddamn foreigners come in here, they can fly, go around, just, be politically active in my goddamn country when we, the people, are fitting the bill? You can't go to town and back to get goddamn groceries. You can't afford the gas because you're paying for this shit.
I'm sure they're getting paid $30 an hour on top of
it. Oh, you bet they are. You bet they are, Charlie. Groups also traveled from states as far away as Washington, Arkansas. Christina Sacona, a spokeswoman for D.C. Public Schools, said the protest was not sanctioned school event, and students who participated received unexcused dismissal. Oh, big freaking, what the hell is that? My parents were hesitant to let me come, but I insisted that it is an important cause, and they came around, said Giselle Bolinia, a sophomore at a school without walls in Washington, whose parents are from El Salvador. Hey, this is their goddamn country. You guys gonna let just come in and take your shit? I mean, I never seen such a people.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? That's a profound statement they made about the schools, because you know what? In American kid, they have now where if American kid, if he miss a couple few days of school, they're trying to bonded parents for this thing called truancy. You see, they're trying to get us on every which way.
You betcha.
And they take these kids to our court and everything.
You wouldn't dare. It's like, you know, it was something I read the other day I was going to bring up. But it was about kids. The sex with kids in school. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this at the time, but it had crossed my mind. I guarantee you, if it's two boys, two high school boys doing the wild thing, or two high school girls doing the wild thing, you won't dare open your fucking mouth, would ya? You wouldn't dare. It's only if it was a heterosexual relationship. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
As U.S. Capitol police officer used a megaphone to warn the crowd, it's illegal to demonstrate in the building. And I tell you what, you go back and look at the tapes of what they did to Occupy when they went to the Capitol, they beat them bloody, people. There was no goddamn talk. There wasn't no chanting. There wasn't shit. There was just billy clubs and beatings. Stop chanting if you do not intend to be arrested, the officer said. Most people became quiet and raised their fists in the air, but a handful of protesters continued their refrain. Eva Malalicki, a spokeswoman for U.S. Capitol Police, said 15 were arrested, all of them adults. Martin Martinez, a 24-year-old DACA recipient from Spokane, Washington, said he came to the Capitol Hill to fight for his future. How'd you pay for that, you little son of a bitch? That's educated on my goddamn wealth. That's lived on my goddamn wealth. How did you get there? I can't afford to go to Klamath and back. He immigrated from Mexico with his family when he was 8 and now attends college and works. And I guarantee you're paying for that. This son of a bitch has never paid for one nickel of it. You paid for it all, and he got in-state tuition. He got every goddamn advantage that belongs to an American national, including the goddamn common law they're using to fight us against to our own destruction, and works as a field organizer. Well, he works as a field organizer, so he's making – who's he work for? Oh, United We Dream, another goddamn communist organization that we're financing to destroy us. I guarantee you they're taking our money through taxation and they're supporting this goddamn United We Dream shit. Want to bet? I consider this country my country. Oh yeah, you son of a bitch. We'll see about that. Martinez said, DACA gave me the opportunity to feel safe and provide for myself and my family. The power, I mean, fuck the American people and their families. They can live in goddamn tents with degrees. These people have degrees and are living in goddamn tents, but these third world son of a bitches, man, it's all just the American dream. They're handing it to them. It's theirs. It was always theirs. Vote for, the power that I have been given to help myself and my community is at stake. You've been given no power, you son of a bitch, because the people who empowered you didn't have the authority to do so. And they're going to hang, and your asses are going to be shot out of this goddamn country. Get used to the idea. I consider this country my country, huh? Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat, Minnesota, stood with some of his staff in the corner of the Hart Senate building, watching the protest unfold early Thursday afternoon. He said it was a powerful display and he wants to vote for a Clean Dream Act as soon as possible. I mean, what was this thing? We had some election or something, you guys, you remember that? And we told you sons of bitches to go and unregister to vote and let them know that in no goddamn way were you acquiescing to the recolonization of your country, the giveaway of your country. No, you were so much goddamn smarter than everybody else, weren't you? You was one of them voting people. I'm Republican voting people. That's my right vote, and I'm going to go vote. You sons of bitches, you need to hang is what you need. Every one of you that participated in it needs to fucking hang. We need to just get Ryan to put something on the floor so we can vote on it, Ellison said. A reference to Speaker of the House, Paul D. Ryan, Republican. I mean, they're edging this in until it's just like, well, yeah, that's what they did. And when Trump signs it, goes, well, it was sent by your representative. That's what you wanted, guys, right? Uh-huh. You betcha. On Wednesday, Christian, we talked about her yesterday, Nelson, President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security, was asked about DACA recipients during her confirmation hearing. Nelson said participants in the program would not be an enforcement priority for immigration. Almost sounds, doesn't this sound like, I mean, why do you guys, you know, we didn't want Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, we said we'd go right to war. We could go to war if we got Hillary Clinton, but we're going to do this Trump. We got to give Trump a chance. You see, what you got was Hillary Clinton with different kind of hair. And I'm not even going to say the guy's got a dick, because he probably don't. He is over there in a fucking smock over there sucking the goddamn premier of China's ass right now as I'm speaking to you, handing this goddamn country over like we told you he was going to do. Now you have not only acquiesced for us, you have committed treason when we told you you're committing treason. You went on ahead and did it. You are guilty, 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 and you will be held accountable. Every goddamn retarded one of you. I know you're thinking, I mean, just like them people back in Germany in 1941, 42 Germany, thinking, well, nobody can touch us. Well, nobody can touch us. You want to bet? And they were thinking that right up until the bomb started coming through the fucking ceiling. And then they found out they could be touched. And you sons of bitches, you glommed on to the internationalists, to the international power that is oppressing our people. But we're 75%, you dumb bastards. You're going to find out what those numbers mean in a hard fucking way. Anyway, I don't want to read this no more. I guess I ought to finish it. We were down here with this bitch. Nielsen, customs. It's not a priority. It ain't going to be a priority like it wasn't with Obama. We ain't going to make no priorities. It's just same shit. That lying piece of shit, Trump. I mean, what did he sell you? And I'm waiting for the first son of a bitch to come up and try to tell me that he's done good or done right. I'm going to bust you right in the fucking nose. You better know it. Oh, let's see, where were we here? Okay. Customs enforcement if Congress fails to act. An assurance that drew criticism from anti-immigration groups on social media. Anti-immigration groups. No, I'm pro-American. This is my country. I'm not giving no. You're just saying that we're going to have tours of your goddamn house. I'm saying no, you ain't. Well, you're anti-immigrant. Yeah, I am, I guess. If that's what that equates to, I am. In fact, there should be a moratorium on goddamn immigration for 50 fucking years so that we could become a people again after we toss all these son of a bitches out that have come here as an act of fraud. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Grumbyliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Sell the slave. Lies told, baseball to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selection gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. The respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I seen. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that healthcare? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemies, scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time, and that was I've been saying that wrong, and I don't even know how to pronounce it correctly. I'm not even going to say it. I was going to write that down so I correct how I've been pronouncing that. Number one wanted to get the song, and I was pronouncing it so wrong. And anyway, I'll correct that. Trump's Mar-a-Lago gets approval to hire 70 foreign workers. I mean, you talk about taking you down and just like a dog had pissed all over paper for a week and take you down and rub your goddamn nose in it. You're nothing, American. I can lie to you. I can take the highest seat of power and I can sit back and laugh and put on a goddamn communist smock and hire goddamn illegals in my hotels. And after I told you my big lie, I got another lie for you coming up in 4 years. And my buddy Steve Bannon, he's going to help me sell it to you. And him and Alex Jones. This is from Daily Mail, but make no mistake, you guys. I'm telling you, after what has happened, man, the people who went out and participated, there ain't no excuse for this. That's the bottom line. There's just no excuse. I could take you to court, and I try to let you. I give you your chance to put forth your goddamn excuse, and I guarantee you it won't fly. It's from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club has received permission to hire 70 foreign workers to fill out its staff during its upcoming busy season after managers attested that there aren't enough Americans qualified and willing to do the work. Oh, really? The president's hiring of foreign workers at the Florida resort over several years was criticized by his opponents during the 2016 campaign after he slammed companies for moving jobs out of the United States. And I mean, they think they call that hypocrisy? No, that's just flat-ass fraud and lies. And others for hiring immigrants in the county or country illegally. Excuse me. The president's hiring of foreign workers at the Florida resort over... Oh, I did that. Okay. 2016 campaign. During the Republican primary debates, Trump defended Mar-a-Lago's hiring practices, saying not enough Americans apply for his low-end service jobs. No, for your goddamn slave wage jobs. Now, we were talking earlier about how this great big old tax, you give trillions more to the filthy rich corporations. And if you do that, there's nothing written in there saying they're going to give you one nickel of it. They've made record profits since 2008 when you had to bail them out. Have they given you $1 more of your goddamn wages gone down? I mean, you talk, like I said, go watch them. They're giddy about this. I mean, they have stolen, they've taken from a third of our population, they have removed their property and taken it from them. And they're getting ready to come for the rest, and they're just giddy about it. And Trump's their head giddy over there with his Chinese smock on, sucking Chinese ass over there. Americans, enough to apply for his low in service jobs. And if his managers didn't recruit outside the country, we might as well just close our doors, I'm sure, because you ain't going to give. You're another one of them son of a bitches, Trumpy, who made goddamn billions of dollars off that goddamn fraud. And but none of that money came down to the goddamn peons. In fact, the news was full of people that you screwed, you son of a bitch, you screwer. And now you're screwing a whole nation, and goddamn you people who helped him do it. You treasonous, dog shit eating bastards. You are going to pay. Trump Organization spokeswoman Amanda Miller did not return calls and emails seeking comment. Janie Gill, Mar-a-Lago's personal director, also did not return calls. Well, I guess matters closed then. Trump visited Mar-a-Lago 7 times after his January 20th inauguration and is expected back this season, perhaps as early as Thanksgiving. Under requests approved by the U.S. Labor Department, Mar-a-Lago can employ 35 foreign waitresses, 20 cooks, and 15 housekeepers to help service its 500 members starting this month. See, the people that go to these goddamn places, Trump, these are millionaires and billionaires. But they can only pay these cooks and stuff. Let's see what their big wage is they're offering at this big luxury hotel where the filthy rich come to wallow in their wealth. The waiters will receive $11.88 an hour. Can you live on that? Can anybody live on that? And you know it. You know it's what I'm saying is true. $11.88 an hour for waitresses, an hour with no tips. The cooks will receive $13.34 an hour and the housekeepers $10.33 an hour. The waiters and cooks' wages are slightly above the national average. And we remember they wanted to turn us into a service economy, take all of our factory jobs away. The manufacturing out of this country, we're going to be service workers. Instead of $30 an hour working in a factory, we're going to get $11.88 an hour working for Donald fucking Trump.
Well, look at it. They pay you $11, $12 bucks an hour. Have you gone in and seen the price of bread?
Yeah.
$2.50, $3.
I hear you,
$4,
brother. $4. I hear you.
So you're making $11 an hour. You're going to spend half that time for a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Yeah, you talk about slavery. What does it really equate to? So there's some debt dollars passing through your hands. Step back and look at the equation. You can't afford a roof over your head. I mean, the slummiest goddamn, there are people that are homeless that are working. And that's called slavery, people, by any other name. Now, here you go now. Remember, we told you so. I hope there's some of you retards out there that went out and acquiesced for the rest of us, you traitors out there. Because here's another we told you so. These are the 37 major deals U.S. firms signed with Chinese entities during Trump's visit. What you got is a big merger going on here. And they're coming in with them, with the wealth that they extracted from this country under Obama. They're coming in with that wealth and they're partnering up with the Chinese who they owe because it was all borrowed from them and it was all a big scam. And now what they're doing is incorporating with one another to come into the United States. This is how a foreign country is going to take it away from you. This is how China is taking your goddamn country away from you. And that's how that dirty, treasonous piece of horse shit Donald Trump is assisting them, because this is the plan all along, just like we told you it was. The Commerce Department, anyway, this is from CNBC. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Commerce Department has revealed the list of 37 major deals signed between U.S. and Chinese companies around President Donald Trump's trip to through Asia. Now, you think about the one with Hillary Clinton, the big scandal going on here with the goddamn uranium deal with Russia. That's just one deal. This is the goddamn Chinese. These are the people that part out their own people. They kill political dissidents and sell their body parts. And this is the Trump's. I mean, he's over there embracing them. He just loves them so much. He's one of them. He has goddamn Chinese goddamn factories of his own. The dollar value of these deals is in excess of $250 billion. Caterpillar, made by American wealth. Boeing, made by American wealth. Goldman Sachs, that son of a bitch Steve Mnuchin that robbed our people, that should have been put up against the fucking wall, that should have been at least sitting in prison right now. Goldman Sachs are just some of the notable names on the list of companies that made deals with China, the full list of which is below. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's treason, no doubt about it. The uranium deal, but you're making deals with the enemy. That's what it was. But China, I mean, every other day you're hearing how China's a threat to us, how they're building goddamn islands on the bottom of the ocean over there so that they can get closer to Japan, closer to the people that we have to pay to protect. But here, man, here it is, man. Here's the merger. This is the merger of international communism into your country, people. They've already got the banks here. This is the merger. You're going to have you a Chinese overlord. You're going to learn how to kowtow. You're going to learn how to lick a Chinaman's feet is what you're going to learn. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, Rothschilds, said the deals were a good example of Trump helping to build bilateral trade relationship between the two nations. No, this is a merger. Well, I'm going to read the list of the goddamn companies here, and you try to convince yourself this ain't a merger. American businesses are the most innovative in the world, but we just can't do it without China. China has to come in and own and buy up half of our country. We have to merge with China. Because we're the most innovative people in the world. Really? The richest country on the planet. We don't have no wealth. We have to have China to come over and merge with us so that we can have Chinese communism, people. When given access to the goddamn billion, if you need 40 or 250 billion to hand over to your Jewish masters, it's just click, bang, done. American people owe it. Have a nice day. But to actually businesses with Americans, real Americans, not these goddamn international corporations coming and rooting themselves down into our country. See, what these son of a bitches get for merging with these American companies is they get access to our goddamn resources for nothing, people. They get the resources for nothing because they were supposed to be here for us to take advantage of, for us to create wealth for us. But it's not going to be that way. We're going to create wealth to pay back the money that the goddamn internationals borrowed from China so they can invade the Middle East and take it for their Jewish masters. Don't you see? It was a great honor for these deals to be witnessed by President Trump and President Xi, or whatever the hell it is. Today, Ross added, a special thank you to our CEO delegation for their hard work and support of this historic event, the merging of China with the United States. I'm going to read them. I don't want to run out of time. And it's a big fucking list, people. Now, here is the merger of China into the United States. They've already got the goddamn banks here. And this is the Chinese government. Understand that. This is red communism. Air Products, Air Products and Young Kung Group, Colorado, LTD, $3.5 billion. I'm just going to go to the corporate. I'm not going to talk about the money. The state of Alaska, Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, Infrastructure, China Petrochemical Corp, China Investment Corporation, and Bank of China. That's what we're talking about with the, you know, handing our natural gas over to the our Chinese overlords. Archer Daniels, Midland Company, and COFCO, Bell and Ringwood signed an agreement for 60 Bell 505s. I guess this is aeronautics. This is planes, valued at $50 million. And when you're buying something, you know you have that they can pass that fiat debt over there. But in the end, when you pay off, it's got to be real tangible things like resources and land and people. Boeing and China Aviation Supplies Holding Company. Caterpillar Incorporated. Man, I really hate that. Caterpillar, you son of a bitches, you dirty dog sheet eating bastards. Caterpillar would not exist if it wasn't for this country. And this is how these dirty international, I mean, these dirty, dirty aristocratic bastards repay our country for the wealth that we gave them. Incorporating with China Energy Investment Corp. Chinery Energy and China National Petroleum. Dias Analytic, I can't even read, technology company. Diffin Midstream and China Gas Holdings. Digit Group and Gate Guard. Digit Group and Foton. Digit Group and Hida Group. The Dow Chemical Company. Infrastructure. You're talking this goddamn people. This is a merger between the, they're merging China into the United States right here. This is what this is. It can be called nothing else. It's what we told you they were going to do. Dow and Mobike, Drylet LLC and Nanjing Huayo Municipal Utilities Investment and Administration Group, GE and another one that was made in this goddamn country from our resources, and now they're stabbing us in the back. They are goddamn they're raining. They're destroying us, people. GE and Juinyo Airlines, GE and ICBC, GE and China Dating Group. Daytang Group, sorry. Goldman Sachs and China Investment Corporation. That should have been shut down. All of the goddamn executives and the people who were supposed to be monitoring in this government should have been goddamn jailed minimum. They should have been hung. It was goddamn treason. It was espionage. Honeywell and Oriental Energy. Honeywell and Spring Airlines. IM Systems Group Incorporated and Civil Aviation Techcom Company. Infrastructure, Qualcomm and Exomia, and Vivo, SAS and Xinjiang Technology, Stein Seed China and Beijing WC. This seed, I'm taking that's seeds, like in growing seeds, like plant seeds. Here you have them merging with, here it is, people. Infrastructure, you talk, there's your food. Terex and Azuhu Handler, Thermo Fisher Scientific Beijing Municipal Commission of Science and Technology. All of your technologies that you paid for has been handed over to China through acts of treachery, just like Bill Clinton handing the ICBM guidance systems over to the son of a bitches. And now it's going to be, they own them because they bought in half of, they came and merged with all these American companies, and we ain't done yet. Science and Technology, Tizgua University, Beijing, Novin, Bioinformatics, Bioinformatics Technology, LED, and Innovate Biotics. And see, the thing is, they didn't have it. I mean, it was the free thinking that created the American nationals that created this goddamn 21st century we're living in. And now they sold us out. They took the money years ago, and they used that money to move their companies over to goddamn China for the slave labor. And they've been, all of this money has been made off of our raw resources that have just been fucking just taken from us, people. And now they're going to use it to enslave us to China. U.S. Soybean Export Council and the China Chamber of Commerce for import and export of foodstuff. This is Chinese government. This is communist, red communism, man. Native products and animal byproducts. Vermont and Haguzu, Gusa, Iron and Steel. Vermont and Gaiji, Gangdong, Environmental Protection Group. Westinghouse, Westinghouse. Here's another son of a bitch in operation that got, if it wasn't for America, they wouldn't exist. The wealth they acquired come from us. It came from our work. It came from our resources. You dirty, treasonous dog shit. We need to, when the time comes, these fuckers need to hang, guys. Whoever's ahead of Westinghouse, whoever sold us out, these dirty son of a bitches need to hang by their neck until they are dead, dead, dead. Nuclear Power Technology Company and subsidiaries, State Nuclear Power Energy Corporation and the State Nuclear Power Automation and Engineering Companies. No Delegation Deals, American Ethane and Nation Group, Ford Trading Company, LLC, and Ford Motor, China, GM, and SIAC, GM, $2.2 billion, this is one deal. The Montana Stock Growers assigned a Jingdong Century Trade Company, $200 million, Smithfield Food Incorporated. This is taking note. This is a merger. China is going to be able to starve you right in your goddamn house because of these fucking traders. This is what we told you was going to happen. Go ahead.
And look at the bright side. They haven't installed the suicide nets at the Boeing factories yet.
Soon. Smithfield Food Incorporated, Jingdong Century Trade Company, the state of West Virginia, and Xinhu Corporations. And see, I had this other article here. I'm going to get to it because we got a little bit of time if I can find it. Here's West Virginia. This is where my family originally came from. And you people in West Virginia, you are dog-eat-shit-eating cowardly bitches. I spit and I shit in your general direction. You cowardly dog-shit-eating punks. West Virginia signs investment pact with China Energy. See, you're so goddamn desperate and so goddamn worthless, you can't get up and make it yourself? You need a fucking Chinaman to come do it for you? Go ahead.
West by God, Virginia, damn Yankees. But anyway, Westinghouse was started. I think they invented the electric chair. That's where they got that thing. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse, you'd be sure they're dead.
Yeah, we'll use the electric chair on him. You're right, Charlie. That's a good idea. Anyway, this is from AP. West Virginia officials say they have an agreement with China Energy. And I'll tell you, I know these cull little punks back there. You guys are slathering. I get a job for $12 an hour working for the Chinaman that's going to take the goddamn country. You are aiding an invasion, you dirty rat bastards. You people have no souls. You have no spines. You are cowards beyond belief. Agreement with China Energy Investment Corporation, LTD, for the company to invest $83.7 billion. Didn't you ever ask, why did we need somebody from another country to come and invest into your goddamn resources? Did you ever think it? How about you just go and dig the goddamn resources out? And you, and Americans, get the goddamn wealth from it. This is not what was, you're traitors for doing this. You're traitors, each and every one of you, for allowing it. $83.7 billion in shale gas development and chemical manufacturing in West Virginia over 20 years. State Commerce Secretary Woody Thrasher and China Energy President Lin Nguyen signed the memorandum in Beijing as part of the U.S.-China trade mission. No, the merger. Think about what I just read you. This is a goddamn merger. You think they're going to come here and all this shit and come in with this kind of power and not going to have no power over you? You're going to walk around. You got all your rights. You're free. You think it? Like I told you, when they got possession of everything, then you think you own property. They will leave that illusion, but when they want your property, it's real fucking easy, guys. Just take your job away. And, they've set up the regulations till only they can have a business. That's the only other way. Unless you want to go start dealing some dope or something. How are you going to get the money to make the payments? Just like they did in 2008. You know how much they took from the people in 2008? Think about it. And now they're coming for the rest, and it's going to be a Chinaman. And pretty soon, you're going to, that first time when you're goddamn pulled over on the side of one of them interstate highways, and that Chinaman comes up to your goddamn door with a machine gun, maybe it'll sink into you then that you're not in America anymore. Commerce officials say it is part of an overall $250 billion of planned Chinese investment. No, this is a goddamn merger. You're coming in, these companies are merging together. Red communism and goddamn this goddamn vulture capitalism, which is actually it's Fabian socialism in its extreme. But this is what they're doing right in front of your goddamn. And you know what? Those Chinese, once they're merged in this country, they got every right to bring their goddamn military over here to, well, secure their rights on your soil and their property that isn't your property anymore because, well, you lost it in some kind of big business deal that some big businessman that knew the art of the deal gave you the art of the deal right in the keister. This is what is happening, people. How far are you going to let it go? Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And, man, I sound the alarm. I mean, damn it, people, at some point in the ballgame, I mean, they're doing this. They're putting this right in the mainstream. He's standing there in a fucking smock, handing your goddamn country over to the fucking Chinese. Jesus! Anyway, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons, my brother, on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio, coming right up behind us. Man, don't be quiet. That is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!